Does a tail help?
Let me tell you something.
You will never have as much energy as on the first day that you wore your tail to the gym. By contrast, every workout prior and after will feel sleepy. You just can't ever beat that first day. It is a great source of energy, and eventually courage and merriment. I attached my tail to my weightlifting belt, so each time I bend down to pick something up, the tail shoots up. And just today I discovered I startled a lovely couple behind me. To their credit, they ended up laughing it all off as I spun out of the room. Plus, a large tail will also help you keep your gym dust-free, as you cannot help but to dust a little.
But of course, the biggest benefit is getting in touch with your origins.
As little as 25 million years ago, our ancestors still had their fancy tails. Just to give you an idea, dinosaurs departed some 65 million years ago, at which point we were just clever little shrews. Let me tell you something else that I've learned big time. Our ancestors never had any hip problems, as the tail just makes you want to hip hop. Very few exercises encourage sideway motion and none provide instant benefits unless you put on a tail. At which point, your hip work is the only way with which you can hope to spell out your name with your tail. All that practice, all that flexing is the super express lane to a fit and trim body with minimum unhealthy fat. I am not exaggerating. Close your eyes and visualize moving your tail. See how much more flexing you are doing compared to not having a tail at all. Our ancestors not only had dust-free dwellings, but also legendary posture, hips, and fitness. This year, I've put on my tail in mid-September using Halloween as cover, though I'm already stretching it. Next year, I resolve to put it on September 1st. The further you move back from Halloween, the more startled people become when they see you. But the benefits outweigh the risks. A well-toned body will double your lifespan, and that is a fact, Jack. You can make more friends in your second lifetime. Your first should be spent on becoming buff, fluff, and fit. It makes for funny situations, some small, some big. I love retelling the story of the first time I put on my tail in early October. I was walking to the gym looking like Rambo, fit and muscular, and the local mailman noticed me crossing the street. He was instantly reminded of all the fitness promises that he has made to himself, that his job now made seem less important. And that was the moment when I took a slight turn towards the gym door, revealing my huge, freaking fluffy tail sticking out right behind me. To this day, I laugh, remembering how I overheard the poor man quietly whimper, "What the fuck?" Mostly, strangers just smile, as the case was earlier this year. And September is not as far removed from Halloween as it may seem when you are actually wearing a tail. You know, every once in a while, I come across a person that doesn't remember Halloween is coming up. And for a tiny short second, distant stranger, may privately wonder if perhaps that betailed beefcake is an actual superhero, which only makes me wear the tail harder, and in my free time ask a somewhat serious question. Not so long ago, I spoke to a stranger asking about the Ninja Turtles cartoons, from which I personally learned my English, as you can no doubt tell. We were standing by a bin of mostly discarded sports equipment, and I noted that this would make for a fine Casey Jones armory. Shortly thereafter, I was reminded how humorless we become in our haste to act as adults, which is not exactly how growing up works. Again, pretending to be mature is still just child's role play. Growing up is an epic and monumental venture that perfectly sets us apart from the rest of the universe. So I began wondering, what if our superhero dreams from childhood are not an actual important stepping stone in our psychological development? The act of semi-seriously wearing a costume, as cosplayers do, helps us ask questions about what it means to be strong and what it means to rise. What better way to discover that merely pretending to be mature due to aging and appearance is not, in fact, about becoming an adult? That adulthood is far more, a far greater challenge. This is a question of authenticity, and by extension, rejecting memorization as a form of make-believe education and accepting responsibility for our own knowledge and wisdom. A childlike mind with a wrinkled face is not an adult. It's just a child mind wearing a mask. An adult is the result of continued efforts to grow up, an endless, ever more challenging effort to rise. Adulthood is a matter of growing all the way up until we each become a great being. There is no stopping partway, not at all. Let me close with what I think of as Henry Thoreau's warning. I went to the woods because I wished to live deliberately, to front only the essential facts of life, and see if I could not learn what it had to teach, and not, when I came to die, discover that I had not lived. I did not wish to live what was not life. Living is so dear. Nor did I wish to practice resignation unless it was quite necessary. I wanted to live deep and suck out all the marrow of life, to live so sturdily and Spartan-like as to put to rout all that was not life, to cut a broad swath and shave close, to drive life into a corner and reduce it to its lowest terms. If this is what you need, then October is a wonderful time of the year to take your mask down and resume growing up from where you left off, so that you are complete, that no plateau you reached could ever collapse under the great stresses of life, so that there are no gaps within you, so that nothing could ever stop you from growing all the way up. It is a rare creature, I think, that can just simply ignore Halloween as if it is nothing. For most of us, it is an important time. Time to reflect on not being shamed or pushed around
or pretending away from who our older selves demand we become, so that we may face our greatest challenges in life in dignity and without the threat of collapse from gaps driven into us merely for other people's convenience. Whoever you are, wherever you are in life, please do not forget that life is a time of celebration. Life is a time of joy.